This is Long-Term Care Connections for June 10, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Attention all assisted living communities. It's time to check your advertising. Effective July 1st, all assisted livings that provide memory care services must be certified. Those facilities that do not offer these services should review your website, printed brochures, commercials, on-hold telephone recordings, and other advertising methods to ensure you do not depict your facility as providing memory care or specialized dementia care services. Otherwise, your facility may find itself in the crosshairs with DSHS, or, likely more serious, the Consumer Protection Act. While it is still completely legal for an assisted living without the new memory care certification to provide care for a resident with dementia, the facility cannot advertise that it specializes in this level of care. For more details and guidelines, see this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. The Washington State Board of Nursing is assuming regulatory authority for nursing assistants, effective July 1st. In 2025, Senate Bill 5051 was enacted to streamline oversight of the nursing assistant profession by consolidating regulatory authority. Responsibility for credentialing and disciplinary actions will transfer from the Washington State Secretary of Health to the Washington State Board of Nursing next month. Beginning July 1st, please reach out to WABON with any questions related to your nursing assistant credential. See this week's issue of LTC Connections online for more information. Want to present at Fall Conference? WACA is now accepting proposals. Fall Conference will be held September 14th to 16th in Spokane. Visit WACA.org to learn more and submit your proposal for consideration. CMS has released a new fact sheet to help skilled nursing facilities determine when an OBRA discharge assessment is required. This quick reference for MDS teams reinforces existing guidance in the MDS 3.0 RA User's Manual. According to CMS, an OBRA discharge assessment is only required when a resident is either discharged from the facility to a private resident or admitted to a hospital or other care setting, or has a hospital observation stay lasting more than 24 hours, or is transferred to a non-certified bed. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections for more details and to find a link to download the fact sheet for your facility. CMS has announced updates for the NHSN Long-Term Care Facility component for the Respiratory Pathogens module. The changes impact the optional person-level vaccination form for residents and the way facilities generate reports for the optional reporting of therapeutic medications. Find more information on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. A new toolkit is now available from the American Healthcare Association education team to help your facility optimize excellence in food and nutrition. Strong food and nutrition programs are essential to residents' health, satisfaction, dignity, and quality of life. The toolkit highlights practical strategies and resources designed to help facilities optimize food service operations and enhance the dining experience for residents. Registration is free for AHCA and CAL members. Find the link to the toolkit on this week's edition of LTC Connections online. In this week's grassroots update, the WACA team was honored to join this year's AHCA congressional briefing. Over 2 days, the team met with all 12 members of the Washington delegation in our nation's capital. With the help of our members, Amanda Mullins of Ensign, Logan Pratt of Caring Places Management, and Monica Chopra of Cascadia Senior Living, we laid out legislative priorities that protect timely access to Medicaid and Medicare and uplift our workforce through immigration reform and training programs. We'd like to thank the WACA members who joined us for their powerful voices, representing both skilled nursing and assisted living, in these visits. Their on-the-ground perspectives on issues impacting communities, residents, and staff provided the context that members of Congress needed. We'd also like to thank Senator Maria Cantwell for taking the time to listen intently and uplift our sector on the Hill. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Save the date for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. Registration opens soon. Watch your inbox for more details in the coming weeks. WACA is partnering with Residential Care Services to hold an essential virtual training on June 12 on the RCS Assisted Living Pilot, Reporting and Investigation of Facility-Reported Incidents. This webinar will clarify state regulatory requirements for the pilot process for medium and low-harm facility-reported incidents investigations. Be prepared for the pilot launch, coming in July, with this free webinar. The RCS Survey Agency quarterly forums for assisted living and SNFs are back on June 24. These virtual forums are a unique opportunity for long-term care providers to engage with field managers and regional administrators from the DSHS Aging and Long-Term Care Support Administration's Division of Residential Care Services. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.